OpenAI to cut off AI models for SpaceX-owned Cursor Reuters. Com6. OpenAI said on Friday that it plans to stop providing AI models to Cursor, the coding tool company now owned by Elon Musk's SpaceX, reports Reuters. We are making this choice because we cannot be confident that SpaceX will use our technology within our terms of service, based on our experience with Elon Musk's companies violating contracts, OpenAI said in a blog post. However, Michael Truhl, a co-founder of Cursor and now an executive at SpaceX, said on X that the company was speaking with the OpenAI team to resolve this issue. Hours after OpenAI's announcement, Anthropic, which rivals both firms but has an ongoing partnership with SpaceX, said it planned to increase compute to support Claude models in Cursor, according to Tom Brown, one of the co-founders of the firm. In its blog post, OpenAI said that X, formerly known as Twitter and now part of SpaceX, had breached the terms of its contract with OpenAI after Musk acquired the platform. To work with a large partner like SpaceX, we typically rely on custom contracts to ensure compliance with our terms of service and that the integration provides for safety at scale, the AI company added. The article also notes Elon Musk's response Saturday in a post on X.com. I couldn't care less. He accused Altman and OpenAI president Greg Brockman of being untrustworthy, while repeating his assertion that they stole an open-source nonprofit. Hours after OpenAI's announcement, Anthropic, which rivals both firms but has an ongoing partnership with SpaceX, said it planned to increase compute to support Claude models in Cursor, according to Tom Brown, one of the co-founders of the firm. In its blog post, OpenAI said that X, formerly known as Twitter and now part of SpaceX, had breached the terms of its contract with OpenAI after Musk acquired the platform. To work with a large partner like SpaceX, we typically rely on custom contracts to ensure compliance with our terms of service and that the integration provides for safety at scale, the AI company added. The article also notes Elon Musk's response Saturday in a post on X.com. I couldn't care less. He accused Altman and OpenAI president Greg Brockman of being untrustworthy, while repeating his assertion that they stole an open-source nonprofit. Grab your popcorn, score 3. This is clearly a corporate fuck-you move, and both sides of the quarrel are shitheads, but I'm here for it. Insert the Let Them Fight meme gif here. Ray, grab your popcorn. Score 5, insightful. No, it is silization happening. We've seen it before, and it has been predicted for this market as well. It's just capitalism in action, as much as people want it to be salacious drama. OpenAI score 1. OpenAI closes off AI models to a competitor, okay. OpenAI is dying and SpaceX is overvalued, score 1. If Ed Zitron is correct, and his numbers are direct from OpenAI via leak, then OpenAI is dying. It loses money on every inference and has no path to change that. This is all academic since the models are not that valuable anyways. They are becoming a commodity supported by the real value sources the hardware and harness. Probably an integration question, score 2. This is probably not really the end of GPT and Cursor for interested people, but the end of GPT as one of the default options. If you subscribe to the pay-as-you-go API, you get an URL you can enter into enter OpenAI API client. Cursor, just like almost every other tool, are such clients, and the only option OpenAI would have to prevent this is to server-side detect the Cursor system prompt, which seems unlikely, but not impossible. I think it is rather, if the user configures it manually, it's the user's fault.